get your Bible and open it with us. I want to open it again to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. We did it last week. We got to that scripture, but I want to go back there. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter what? 11, verse 6. Go ahead and put that up. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. When I, excuse me, when I first heard about faith, it was something that, you know, I had been in church up until that time most of my life. All of my life, I had been in church all of my life, and up to that time, I just never heard the subject of faith taught or expressed or explained. I heard about receiving Jesus, getting born again. I heard about going to the mourning bench. I heard about all those things. I heard about saying the Lord's prayers, and we did it in our Sunday school every Sunday. But as far as understanding, knowing what faith is and what it was for, I had no clue. But I thank God the day I heard this, it has been an adventure for my life. And the Hebrews 6:11-6 says what? But without faith, it is impossible to do what? Okay, y'all read along with me. Because we're in this to learn. Amen. So it said, but without faith is impossible to do what? For he that what? Cometh to God. Do what? Must believe that he is. Must believe that he is. And that's a conjunction, ain't it? About to add something to something just been said. And understanding is one of the most important things we can do in our lives to get understanding. So he said, and that he is a rewarder of who? Now who does he reward? Who does he reward? Those, them that what diligently seek him. If you want what God has, you're going to have to do what? Seek it out. Now look at those, them that diligently seek him. Now watch this. Look at, I didn't give you this, but maybe you can put it up anyway. Look at Isaiah 45:15. I'm coming back to that verse, so just, you can skip it around, shift it around. Isaiah 45:15. Can we get that? Isaiah 45:15 says, verily, thou art a God that what? Hidest thyself. What kind of God is he? Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Other words, God don't reveal himself to just anybody. But he says what? But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. Right? Now watch this. Faith, then he tells us what faith is. Verse 1 says what? Now, faith is. Right? All right, he's making a statement here, telling us, teaching us, as we've been over this before. First of all, by the way he states it, when he said, now faith is, he's telling us, faith is now. God is now. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God lives where? In eternity. We live in what? Time. Eternity never changes. Eternity doesn't have a yesterday or tomorrow. Eternity is always now. And so God gave us, y'all in the house. So God gave us his faith so we could be in time and operate in eternity. Yeah, y'all didn't get that. God gave us faith so we could operate. See, that's the only thing you got. That's the only thing that you have can in your spirit you have. You can reach into. Got something on me? Okay. All right. Thank you. You reach into eternity in the realm of the spirit. And what's in that realm is both for your spirit man and to show you how to operate and keep this physical man or physical body functioning. Are y'all in the house? Originally, the body was designed to live forever. But when Adam sinned, this body will have to be put away because it's been contaminated by sin. Your spirit, who you are, who we are, your spirit, your soul, you notice your spirit got born again. Then he told us what to do with our soul. He told you, receive the engrafted word, which is able to do what? Save your soul. So he provided eternal life for your spirit. You take the word of God and save your own soul. And then you take this same word, which is a life-giving spirit, the word of God. Jesus is a what? Life-giving spirit. And who's in your spirit? Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, and out of your spirit, are y'all hearing me today? Out of your spirit flow life. That life is what to keep your body afloat and keep it healthy and keep it functioning till you finish your work here. Because it can't go to heaven because it's going back where it came from.